And as though you are breathing in and out, your mantra or the name, whichever you are using. You may be using your own mantra, personal mantra, or Gayatri mantra, or any name of the divine, or simply maybe Soham, whichever is easier, comfortable for you. Let go of concerns, issues, or matters. Try not to join them. Let go of concerns, let go of everything. Just be aware of your breath as it flows in and as it flows out. Feel the presence of breath into the nostrils. Feel the touch of the breath into the nostrils as you inhale, and you feel the flow of breath as you exhale. Just pay attention only to your breathing. Everything else that comes to the mind, simply let go, let go, and let go. No concern of any kind, no analysis, being in the presence of yourself, getting in touch with the prana force, breath, allowing the breath, the vehicle, to take you to the state of mind where you will sit with no interruption, with no distraction. If or when mind wanders off into the worldly, matters into the world, you simply bring your mind back to your breathing. Try not to entertain any thought process. Remain in touch with your very breath. Breathing in, inhale deeply with the mantra. Exhale deep, exhale slowly, smoothly with the mantra. Let your breath and your mantra merge into each other so that they both become one and the same. Breathe as though you are breathing your own mantra. Inhale, exhale, exhale, inhale with no pause, no break, no jerk. Maintain the awareness of your being, then slowly bring your hands in prayer position before your heart. And let's begin the prayers by reciting Om three times. Invocation to the Guru, and then Asatoma Sadgamaya and Om Shanti Saramangal Mangali. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwarah, Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Om Sarva Mangala Mangale Shive Sarvartha Sadhike Sharane Trayambake Gauri Narayani Namostute. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Make a sankalpa in your mind, a resolve to maintain the awareness of your being throughout this satsanga, and then without breaking the awareness, gently open your eyes and you bring your hands down. Namaste once again. Good evening. It brings us to fifth day of Navaratri, where we are now invoking another form that correlates to many aspects of our life, known as Skandha Mata, the mother of Skandha. Before we go into this, I hope your Navaratri is going well. Turmoils do come, minds do get disturbed, because it's a human mind, human nature, ups and downs, worries, difficulties, uncertainty of any kind, not having faith, not having trust, trying your best but you're still failing. All of those are part of the nature of your mind, nature of our mind. So not only during Navaratri, but after the Navaratri, this sankalpa should remain, that you keep saying in your mind that I am to pray that lead me from darkness to the light. We are in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, we don't understand. Therefore, we act from our old habits. We act from such an ignorance that you have the light in front, but you are unable to walk towards light. Only prayers can help. Sometimes the effort does not help, because effort is also accompanied by negative vibration. So you are making an effort, but you are negative from inside. That's why Swamiji used to speak of all these years that he taught for 50, 60 years non-stop. He used to talk about emotional purification. At the time, I never understood what does really mean. But trust me, all spiritual practices, starting from the Vedas to Upanishads to Puranas to even Bhagavad Gita, any scriptures you can talk about, even Bible, they all speak of emotional purification. So let's begin emotional purification. Anytime your mind becomes negative, sit back, take a time, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, and allow your mind to move towards the direction of positivity. Don't go to the akalyana route. Build a wall towards that route. Let only one route open, and that is positive. Positive. Talk to yours. That is why we are doing this satsanga. We all come together. So I can speak to you. You can hear me. Hearing makes a huge difference. At times, that you may know everything, and not that you don't, whatever I'm saying, you don't know. You know, you have read more than probably I have. But it doesn't click unless somebody says, unless somebody tells you. So by hearing makes a huge difference. My Swamiji, my master Swami Rami used to say, provided you want, provided you are allowing, provided you wish. If you wish, that hearing makes a huge difference. In Durga Saptashati that we are studying, my father told me that you must listen to Durga Saptashati, because they, in 11th chapter, there's one line, one mantra says, Shrutam harati papani tatha rogyam prayachati. It's from the 11th chapter. Shrutam harati papani means by constant listening, by hearing the chant of Saptashati, harati papani, all sins, means all impurities are being deleted, are being washed off. And not only that, tatha, then, arogyam, then you receive a good health. Arogyam means that you are no longer with a negativity. You are so positive, filled with this positive. You have to do that. Otherwise, life goes by. Life goes by. There is a saying, narattam durlabham loke. Please hear me what I am saying. Because otherwise, you will be constantly reading books. Will not lead you anywhere. So, narattam durlabham loke means being born as a human being is durlabham, it's very rare. It is not so easy to be born as human. So when you have this human life, when you understand I am as born as human, it's very rare. Therefore, utilize, therefore take maximum benefit of your being as a human. Why? Why is that? Because only human beings have the ability and capacity to change the action, the course of their action. Because you have authority to perform whichever karma you want. You have the authority to change, burn all your samskaras, all your karmas. That's why you think about it, that I am being born as a human and I have given this capacity so I can perform whichever way, however way I want to perform and make my destiny accordingly. No other species has this capacity, only human beings have. Even the devas, those who are in disembodied, they are waiting to be born as a human so they can change their destiny, they can change some action of their karma. So therefore, be positive. Never dwell on negative. If a negative will come, I'm not saying negative will come more, but then constant reminder, constant listening to the asatoma sadgamaya, lead me from darkness to the light, lead me from darkness to the light, untruth from untruth to the truth, lead me from mortality to immortality. Immortality simply means that you are no longer affected by anything. You are so ever free, ever pure, ever wise. There are four virtues that we speak of. Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. Human life is given to achieve these four virtues. And if we don't achieve, we have wasted our lives. We have certainly wasted. I've been contemplating all day today on this. Four virtues are Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. You know them. Dharma, the path of righteousness, what the code of conduct, what our scriptures are saying, what they are teaching us. Not merely simply reading as a story, but knowing the meaning of it. And then Artha, prospering into that knowing. Earth. Earth is not only money. Earth is not only prosperity of earning money. That's not what it means. That's a very tiny meaning of Artha. But Artha means that you have understood the meaning of Dharma. Therefore, you are now prospering into it. And then Kama. Kama means the desire, understanding the desires and allowing your desire to fulfill in such a way that they are no longer bind you. Having desire is not bad, but understanding the desire and going in fulfilling them in such a way that you are not binding yourself. And then finally comes the moksha, making your way out to path of freedom. Moksha means freedom. Freedom from limitations, freedom from pain, misery, and sorrow. Otherwise, I can't recall the original verse, but the Vedas say, otherwise, you are carrying a huge burden of knowing all these scriptures and carrying this weight like a donkey. We are merely a donkey carrying, I know this, I know that, but we actually have not experienced, we have not contemplated on what we know. So we are merely a donkey carrying all that we have read so far. And we do not want to do that because that is not the path of sadhana. We are here together celebrating this Navaratri, the concept of Mother Divine. One who gives us the buddhi, Yashri Swayam Sukritinam Bhavaneshwa Lakshmi, Papat Manam, Papa, all the impurities, all the so-called in Christianity like sin, Papa, being removed, washed off, Papat Manam, Krita Dhyam, Hridayeshu Buddhi, and then the buddhi, the finest part of the mind is being awakened, lightened. Shraddha satam kula janap prabhavasya lajja tam tvam natasma paripalaya devi vishram. You are simply bowing your head and praying to O Mother, just grant me. And with the hope, that is what the first meaning of today's form of Mother Divine, Skandha Mata. Mata means the mother of Kartikeya or mother of Murugan, many names, or mother of Skandha, the son of Shiva and Parvati. The commander of chief army commander of the Devas. The first meaning of is hope. Hope. Positive hope that yes, I will receive, I will get, I am going to get kripa, the grace of the mother. So you are happy because you will receive. You haven't received yet. Don't question what if. No. Keep the door of your heart open that I will receive and therefore you will receive. So the hope, skanda means hope. Skanda also means sprouting. Allow the sprout of hope come within your effort. So sprouting and hope. Skanda also means solar science. Invoking the sun, that means the allowing your Atman to be awakened. Don't shut down your Atman. Don't put yourself down. Don't make yourself timid. Don't underestimate your capacity, your ability. The solar means the sun. Skanda Mata means we all are child of her. If you see the form of her, she is holding Skanda means Kartikeya, who has six heads, means six capacities, and she's holding. She simply means holding that you all are my children and I will take care of you, provided you have complete faith and trust in me. Somewhere, somehow, you have to begin having trust and faith. First begin within you and then moving towards this sadhana. Panchamam skandha mateti. Panchamam today, fifth day. In India, just many of you probably know, in India, on these Navaratri days, whether March, April, Navaratri or October, November, Navaratri, they will sow some barley seeds. We call it Hariyali, the greenery. It's a symbolism of that the hope is being sprouted. And then they will sow some barley seeds and then they cover it with the leaves. And then fifth day is the day when they take all those leaves out because by the fifth day, the sprouted have come up. So fifth day is being celebrated as an important day that you are opening that is sprouting that you have sown on the first day. Today is the day and it's a big celebration on the fifth day. And because of the fifth day, you are moving towards the prosperity to Mother of Wisdom, to Saraswati. There's a symbolic meaning to each and every name. Every name. Somebody asked a question that why these nine names are celebrated in such a way. Is there a sequence? Is there a reason for it? Is there a meaning for it? Yes, there is a meaning. First, Shailaputri, that we invoke, the daughter of mountain, the born of the mountain, means from a stability, from the base, solid base. So you are praying Shailaputri for base, solid base, stability, and a complete firm faith, like a mountain stands firm. Then you move towards the senses, towards the breath and the mind. So you want to have a control over all the senses so that you are no longer driven at any given time. You have a control over them. Not they are driving you, but you drive them. Then second day comes Brahmacharini. And then the Chandra Ghanta comes with that ringing reminder that, hey, what you are about to do, what path you have embarked. So constant ringing the bell, Chandra Ghanta. With the philosophy of coolness of the mind, moon, a mind that remains calm, even and serene, not fluctuating like a roller coaster. We create pain every single day by allowing our mind to be tortured by ourselves. Then fourth day comes Kushmanda. We are recognizing that I have now being born into that big under, big the universal egg, universal source, Brahmanda. And then you are moving towards realizing that I am her child. Yesterday, the bhajan was being played, written by Shankaracharya. You have heard it. Na mantram, no yantram, tadapi na jane stuti maho, na chavanam dhyanam. It's saying that, oh mother, I am your child. I do not know anything. Please guide me. I want to know. And even if you make a mistake, she forgives. She forgives means that the Mother Divine that you have invoked in yourself, forgive yourself. Why torture yourself? Why put yourself down? Just forgive. It's okay. Move forward. So today, as we celebrate this Skandha Mata, the concept of mother and a child, we all are her child. We are born of her. She is the mother of the universe. Skandha, the hope. Some literal meaning, you might have read books, and I'm sure you did. Some books do say the Skandha or Kartikeya is a god of war. War, you know, war is war. But what does it mean here to me? Not the war that you and I think of. War means the complications that you face. The conflict that you have in your mind, there is a war going of conflicts in your mind. You do not know which one is right, which one is not right, which what to do, what not to do. So constant war is happening in Swami Vedi used to say this scalp, this continent. He says there are a lot of army is fighting in this continent called scalp. There are so much happening. And the first thing he used to say, just calm down them. All the soldiers tell them to calm down, breathe. So the Skandha being the god of war means she's guiding that son who is the god of war, who will eventually figure it out and clear all the war, all the conflicts from our mind. That's why we want to worship, invoke the mother of Skandha, Kartikeya, or in South India, Murugan, same name. He became, there's a, also the mythological story that once upon a time there was a demon, Tarkasura, I think, yes, Tarkasura. And he was so powerful, he had so many powers by his achievements that he did, all kind of practices that he did. Therefore, he was very difficult to be defeated. So all the devas, all the divine being, did not know what to do, and he started creating all kind of chaos in the universe. So they went to Lord Shiva, that give something us to us that can defeat the Tarkasura. So this Tarkasura in our life, we want that that aspect Skanda in our life that can be our chief army commander and defeat that Tarkasura. It's very symbolic. Entire Durga Saptati story is a story, but at the same time, all the story has a symbolic meaning. In such a way that you want to apply every single story into your life, correlate to every chapter that is there. Correlate. So contemplate. Do the manana, sravana, what you have heard from me, what you have read from the books, what you have heard from, you know, watching these days YouTube and all of that. That is all called sravana. You have heard. But then what happens by sravana? If you do not do anything, that it goes to waste. You have wasted time. Sorry of myself using those words. I have to do that because I want to reinforce. Then what you do after sravana, there comes manana, contemplation, what you have heard, what is being said, what is being read, what is being seen. Manana. Manana means by the mind. You just thinking in your mind of what you have heard, what you have read, what you have seen. Sravana manana. So when manana is done, and manana is a wonderful, wonderful practice, you will be so much in with energy. Just, you know, do the manana on these. You will never be depleted by energy. You will have a lot of energy. You will have some kind of energy that you will not feel tired. So then after manana, then there are four things: sravana, manana, nididhyasana, and sakshatkar. The four principles in the path of sadhana. If one wants to achieve and be successful in the sadhana, in the spiritual practice, you must follow these four steps. Sravana, number one. Manana, number two. Manana, by the mind. Contemplation, by the mind. In the mind, to the mind, for the mind. Manana. And then comes third one after manana. Nididhyasana. Little complicated word for many. Nididhyasana means applying it into your daily life. You have heard what Pandit Devral said or what Durga Saptati have said. Now you have contemplated. Now the third step is apply it. Let's see what happens. Let's see what behavioral change happens in your life. Let's see the course of action, how they change. If you do not apply, it will remain at the level of manana. That's not good enough. Or unless you just simply hear and not do manana, that's not good enough. You have to bring all four aspects. So nididhyasana means applying it. If something happens, immediately apply that teaching. Apply that with what the contemplation you have done. And after nididhyasana, then automatically, without your any effort, final fruit, final things will come given to you, and that is called sakshatkar, means realization. You will receive a realization. You will receive the self-realization. You will receive the prasada, the fruit of sravana, manana, nididhyasana. When we read Durga Saptati, the 13th last chapter, there is a story of two, Surath and Samadhi, two characters. Suratho nam raja bhut samadhir nam vishchoham, from the first chapter. Surat and Samadhi, the two characters, are being in search of this practice of Mother Divine. So it goes on and on and on. The Suratha, the one of the sage, tells them the story of Mother Divine and tells all the demons that are dwelling in ourselves, in our body, our mind, and how to worship the Mother, allowing her to destroy, to delete them, to erase them. And then all the way to the 13th chapter, when they finally have understood and they meditate, the Mother appears in front of them. Mother appears in front of them. And that is the fruit of sadhana of their, what the sadhana they did. Everything was explained. The bija, the seed is sown in the first chapter, and then from second chapter all the way to the 12th chapter, it's just that there are glory of the mother and the story of the mother, how she performs when she's been invoked. So you want to invoke that concept. It is a concept of Mother Divine. Whichever form you form in your mind, there are many forms. So this Skandh Mata is a special form, a relationship of her to us. We are child. And just being as a child. My father taught me when I was very young, maybe fourth or fifth grade or something. He told me, then I'll do that exactly what he did. He said, if you simply do this, like holding your ears, and in India we do that, especially when we say sorry. This means that you are accepting it, what you have done, and you are surrendering it. So you do your head a little bit and hold your ears. It has a certain energy to it. Pressing here has a certain energy. Then the moment you press, and even when you press, and you Swami Rama have taught many times of this entire reason where how many energy points are there. So by pressing it, and we have made it in as a practice, symbolic meaning behind it, but it actually analogy is when you press this and when you bow your head down, there's a certain symmetrical energy form is being invoked. The negative energy just comes out of you. So he used to say, just go in front of the mother's picture and just do this and say, I am sorry. I am sorry means you have given your ego that is being holding you back and allowing mother to enter in you and let her do her work. Don't interfere. Swami Rama used to say this, don't interfere in my work. Let me do my work. And we never understood this. Same thing with the mother concept. We are here to how do I say that word? My tongue is being... we are here to understand the spectrum of life filled with this philosophical concept, so that minor things, minor problems, minor difficulties will not bother you. So that the peace, the joy, the happiness that you have drawn will not disappear. So that the clouds of conflict, the clouds of agony, the clouds of anger, the clouds of all negativity will not color the sky of your mind, and the sun, the Atman, the understanding is being behind all the clouds. So today's form, Skandha Mata, saying that I am your child, O Mother. Just guide me. I, with all my humility, with all my surrender, I bow to you. And just take care of me. Kupotro, that prayer, Kupotro jayeta kvachadapi kumata na bhavati. We may make mistakes, and we do, but kvachadapi kumata na bhavati, but not the mother of the universe. She will always guide. Japo jalpah shilpam sakalam api mudra virachanam. Gati pradakshinya kramana mashanadya huti vidhi pranama sambesha sukhamakhil matmar pranam sondare lahari. They have so many verses. It is a tradition to recite these. Knowing or not knowing the mantras doesn't mean anything. By knowing mantra means knowing literal meaning. But that is what not it means. It means, simply means, by reciting, you are actually invoking a certain presence that has nothing to do with the literal meaning. It's beyond meanings. Many of you recite, I know, I'm sure you do. Whether you Durga Sapsati, whether any scriptures, I'm sure you do. Or if you do not recite, at least you do your mantras constantly and you know what it means. mantras are powerful, and all these are mantras. Just recite them anytime, many time, all the time. Don't let your mind sit there with all kind of worry and all kind of trying to solve the issues, and you are getting lost in the jungle. Bring mantra awareness. Repeat asatoma sadgamaya constant. It's a contemplation. Yesterday, we were talking about prayer of harmony. A harmonious state of mind with the body and breath. A harmonious state of communication with your own Atma. A harmonious state of understanding that there is no conflict between us. So the prayer of harmony says, sahana vavatu. It is actually a prayer to start with teacher and student, or a guru and disciple. But guru and disciple means here, I am a disciple and I am the guru same time. My Atman is guiding me. So Atman becomes the guru. Atma Rev Guru, there is a Bhavana Upanishad. The first sutra is Atma Rev Guru. The ultimate guru is your own Atman, nobody else. But the physical guru is needed, as Swami Rama used to say, a physical guru is needed to guide you that, hey, I am not the guru. Guru is your own Atman. Atma Rama Bhitara Tayo Nirvikalpa Samadho. In Nirvikalpa Samadhi, you understand. Atma Rama, then you roam into that Atman. Atma Rama Bhitara Tayo Nirvikalpa Samadho. So, your Atman becomes your guru. So you are saying, me and my Atman, sahana vavatu. Saha means together. Now means us. Avatu means, may we together be protected. May we together be joined forever. May we be together, looked after each other. Avatu. Avatu maam means protected. You know, there's a mantra Pushpanjali. There is one word, apatu, avatu maam. Sahana vavatu. Sahanau bhunaktu. May we be together nourished. May we receive nourishment together, not separate. So it's a prayer of togetherness. 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 Not separate. Don't separate from you and your Atman. So, may we both, Atman and you, teacher and student, are saying, conversing, that may we together be protected by all that is not desirable. That is not desirable. Avatu maam. And sahana avavatu, sahanau bhunaktu. Bhunaktu means actually eat. But eating means receiving the nourishment, receiving the intelligence, receiving the buddhi. So together, may we receive nourishment, and may we be nourished together to the higher path. Sahana, sahanau, now means us together. Sahanau, sahanau, busah means together, now means us. Bhunaktu. And sahaviryam karavavahi. May we together perform karmas to viryam, to success. Virility, to capacity, to power. Power means strength. So, sahaviryam karavavai. May we together perform something that brings the capacity, ability, and strength to both of us. Then the key line is here. Sahaviryam karavavai. Ma vidushavai, what is it? Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, sahaviryam karavavai. Vadhita mastu. May whatever we read or study bring fruit. May be fruitful, successful. Otherwise, I may read Durga Sapshati every day. I may read Bhagavad Gita every day. I may read Ramayana every day. I may read all four Vedas every day. I may read all the Upanishads. But if they don't bear fruit, I'm wasting time. I'm like a donkey. So a prayer is, whatever I have studied may bear fruit. You know the story of Mahabharata? A character name in Mahabharata known as Karna. It's a long story, but I'll give you the gist. Karna, mighty warrior, has so much, he's the son of sun, S-U-N, has the capacity like sun. But he was said for something that he did, that may your knowledge, your vidya, will not bear fruit or not come in handy when you need it. Come in handy, actually, is the right word. In modern word, does not come handy in crisis. All your knowledge goes haywire because you are in crisis, you are panicking. What happens that time to the knowledge? Because we have not practiced every day in such a way that when there are crises, when you are actually in problems, you do not lose balance. You do not lose touch from your own self, own Atman. That's why prayer of harmony. So Karna, mighty warrior, was said that at the time of crisis, when you really need, this vidya will not bear fruit. And then his story goes along, when he actually needed, he was unable to do anything. He was absolutely helpless. And that is what happens in our case. You know, but you can't use when you actually need. Later on you think, oh, I wish I would have done this. Oh, I wish I would have done that. Because at that time, buddhi nashat pranashyati, you lose the in touch with the faculty of the mind. That's why we want to contemplate, practice every single day. Reminder, listen, the chandra ghanta, the remembering bell is being ringing. And that's why you want to hear again and again and again, whether somebody tells you, whether you read, whether you hear, whether you see, but constant hearing has a lot of meaning. And Durga Saptasati says, again, I repeat myself, Shrutam Harati Papani. Papani means all impurities. Harati means removes by listening. So there's a tradition of listening, not knowing the meaning. Meaning has no meaning. Actual meaning is that which transforms you from within. And even beyond mind, these meanings do not reach there. They do not. Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, Chinmaya Mission people know Bhagavad Gita more than anybody would know. In fourth chapter, the Lord Krishna is saying that, O Arjuna, my abode is there where the sun and the moon has no reach. Na chandra tarakam, na the sun, neither the moon, neither stars cannot reach there. I am beyond. So this language you and I speak of, this meaning that you and I speak of, do not reach where we are talking about. What would reach? The sound, the vibration of the principle, like reciting the mantra, hearing this, the chant of any kind. That is what sadhana is. So wish you well with the remembrance, but keep remembering. Remind yourself. Find somebody who could remind you. Prapya varan nibodhata, find somebody, Upanishad says. And when you have somebody, be thankful, be grateful that you have the resources. Scriptures can be resources. You have found them. And then you be in touch with them. You will overcome all difficulties. If not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Have that hope. Do not say, no, I don't think. Hope, asha valubati rajan. Keep the candle of hope lit. Do not let the blizzards, the doubts of your own mind, the blizzards and the winds of the world blow the candle. No, protect it. Protect with your own effort, sadhana. And let that light be lit, what you have lit on the first day of Navratri. Deepam. That's why they say, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. You want to lead me from the darkness to the light. And in that light, you see the light of her, the mother. And I really wish you that, my prayers and my best wishes to you. Thank you very much. Please ask questions if you have.
Panditji?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much. That was so apt, especially at this time, about not losing hope and keeping with the faith. And all these, you know, the 5 days that we've had, you know, and the building up, it's been amazing. And I really appreciate your heartfelt and your strong, you know, very timely message, and just so grateful for it and so thankful to be a part of this. I had one question that came up. You know how the first 3 days you said it was the Mahakala?
Mahakali, yes.
So, Kali, yes. And you said it was about sort of, I guess, getting over that aspect of, I don't have time. I don't, you know, for this, or like the lack of time, or making abundance of time. So how do you do that? Because I often find in my life that I mean, now, like you said, we are free because we don't have to go anywhere and we have the time. But how do you create that? Because, you know, you have so many duties to perform and so many things to do. So how do you, in your daily life, like make that time when you have to choose between, you can only do so much in 24 hours?
Very easy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you have your mind with you. You don't leave your mind at home and then go to work or go to drive. So right. Take the teachings in your mind. Remember. Remembrance of the teaching will make the time. You don't have to actually sit and do nothing. Keep doing. My Maharaji, I call my master Swami Rama, his teaching was Karni Sumarani. Karni means keep doing your duties in life, but Sumarani, keep remembering. That is how you make time. If you don't have a physical time to sit and do, just keep the teaching, keep the awareness in the mind, because wherever you go, your mind is going. So keep the remembering, keep the teaching in your mind, and that is how you make your time. Very easy.
Perfect. Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you.
Panditji? Yes. When we talked about this Sahana Vavatu, prayer, now that could almost be a yajna when we are chanting it, right? And when
Absolutely. So those who do not know the word yajna or yajna, it simply means a performance of something with an attitude and intent for higher awareness. Something that is being intended with an attitude of achieving something that is beyond my capacity, beyond my ability. Something that is being prayed that may I have the ability and capacity to achieve it. That process is known as yajna or yajna. So there are many types of yajnas, there are many types of yajnas. So this chanting of this prayer, prayer of harmony, as many as time you wish, as many as time you want, it is indeed a yajna, yajna of invoking the harmonious state of mind. So that wherever you are, you have your mind. So that wherever your mind is not no longer dwelling in conflict. Rather, is dwelling on the teachings of harmony. Having that faith, that harmony. I will give you an example. Is a mundane practical example. Let's say you are going to work, but for some reason you are late. Okay, and it happens when you are late, that's the day you will encounter all the red lights. So you are more late. What happens by that? You are being angry at yourself. Geez, why am I late? You are pondering on steering wheel of your vehicle, doing this. You're looking left and right and you are getting angry at the red lights. Okay? And it's a way, we all do that. I have that experience because I do that too. But then what's the teaching? How do I bring the antidote to it? Prayer of harmony. There's nothing you can do. You are already late. There's nothing that you can do from to red light to the green light. It will happen red light at end time. So you have a choice. Being calm, serene and even, or you have a choice to create blood pressure. It is your choice. So prayer of harmony, I am the path of harmony. I need to create a harmonious state of mind. Therefore, you will breathe, you will relax, you will calm down, and you will be serene and make a sankalpa that tomorrow, from tomorrow, I will not be late. Today is already being done, so it's okay. Forgive yourself and move forward. That is how, that is a yajna that I would like to do.
Panditji?
Yes.
How does one battle procrastination, laziness in these practices?
You know what? This word I never used to say. So I have a friend who is here, Rajnikant, who taught me this word. He said, say after me. So we started saying it, procrastination. And then say to procrastination, procrastination. And I had a hard time to learn this word. So procrastination is simply a laziness of the mind. Because we get in the habit of kal karenge, tomorrow, parson karenge, koi baat nahi, don't worry, it's okay. So procrastination can be removed, can be overcome by one particular word, and we all know that, sankalpa, a resolve that you take with a firm awareness that I have this habit, but not in a negative sense. I have this habit of procrastination and I do it all the time, but I don't want to do it anymore. I want to remove it. I want to change it. So therefore, with a compassion, ask for the help from the above, Guru or Mother Divine, that may give me that capacity, give me that understanding that I want to slowly remove this habit of procrastination. Willpower, power of will, will make you to overcome that habit of procrastination.
Yeah. Thank you, Pandit.
Kal karenge, that is in Hindi we say all the time. And that kal never comes. Don't wait for kal. Life is very short. In a way, life is short means you have so many things to achieve. So therefore, you want to achieve as much as you can. You don't want to waste time. Life is very rare. Narattam durlabham loke. So remember this, please. So tomorrow we are moving into the sixth day. Katyayani, beautiful, amazing, powerful source. This entire vidya, known as Katyayani, so we'll speak about it tomorrow. In the meantime, I leave you with the prayer of Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityurma Amritam Gamaya, Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejaswina Vadhitamastu. Tejaswina means being fruitful, being brightful, being useful. Ma vidusha vahai, may we never have animosity between us. May we never get into this conflict, fight between us. Consider yourself one. Therefore, sarva mangala mangalye shive sarvartha sadike sharane trayambake gauri narayani namostute. Thank you. Good evening. Thanks for joining. Appreciate it very much. Namaste.